darme la palabra.
Thank you for having given me the floor. My name is Christian Gonzalez Gomez of the Costa Rica. And I would like to now note that Costa Rica has ratified since 1993 ILO Convention 169, having adopted as well the Declaration on the Rights of Indigenous Peoples. There is a vast list of international and domestic legislation on indigenous peoples that also has to do with territory and resources. We know that this has been a constant, there have been constant requests upon the state because they only recognize some of these rights, traditional use or ancestral lands, that's what I'm referring to. The Prosecutor General's Office in 2023 affirms that for indigenous people to have a right to undertake traditional activities in protected areas, many of them have been established in ancestral lands, there has to be legislation. This is a threat to indigenous peoples when it comes to the implementation of international standards for the rights of indigenous peoples and the right to territory. And we see this in numerous articles in the Declaration. We're concerned that the state always shields itself behind legislative matters that seem ever more obvious to other parties. We call upon the mechanism to provide orientation and recommendations to the Costa Rican state on the protected areas that overlap with our ancestral lands as indigenous peoples, as mentioned in Article 27 of the Declaration. We recommend that the mechanism follow up on what the Rapporteur on Indigenous Peoples mentioned in the report on protected areas protected by states and the overlapping with indigenous areas, the ideas to have regional venues for discussion, and to bring these states to a better understanding of international standards in such matters.